Ricciardo. This is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Daniel Ricciardo.
You've won the Canadian Grand Prix. Well done, your first win.
Wow.
Hi there, it's Sebastian Vettel. You're listening to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast.
You've done it. Style. Fantastic. You're a four-time world champion. You joined the greats. Well done.
You did it. Yes. Yes.
Can I do donut?
Donuts will not be required. Thank you.
Take that as a yes, then.
Hello and welcome to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast, and it's a big one, the final race of the 2014 season and Sebastian's final outing with the team. It's been a great 6 years, 45 poles, 39 wins and 4 championships. It's only the 6th season on the calendar at Abu Dhabi, but it already feels like a firm Formula One favourite, being the most futuristic track on the calendar and the sport's first twilight race. There's always magic in the air when the teams go head-to-head in Abu Dhabi. The track itself was designed with racing in mind, as well as the waterside marina area. There are high-speed sections, tight corners for overtaking, and even a twisty street circuit-style sector. Overall, its diverse elements come together to create one of the longest, most demanding tracks in the world, where close and competitive racing is guaranteed. This is another anti-clockwise circuit and puts more strain on the driver's neck muscles. There are 25 turns on its 5.554-kilometre lap. The race is 55 laps, a distance of 305.355 kilometres. Coming up on this very special podcast, we speak to Daniel and, for the very last time, Sebastian about their races. Adrian Newey made his return to the track here this weekend, so we speak to him about the future of the team, and we hear from Christian Horner and Dr. Marco. Let's start with the race here today, and Lewis Hamilton became F1 champion for the second time with victory at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Daniel ended his season with the team on a high, powering from the pit lane to start from fourth place at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Daniel thus finishes the campaign in third place in the Drivers' Championship standings with 238 points, and as the only driver to beat title-winning Mercedes in a race this season. Sebastian Vettel, meanwhile, ended his final season with the team with eighth place at the Yas Marina, the circuit which he took his first championship title with the team in 2010. Overnight, both Red Bull drivers were sent to the back of the grid after race stewards ruled that the team's front wing contravened regulations, and the team later elected to start both Seb and Daniel from the pit lane. When the lights went out at the start and the pair took to the track, they made short work of making their way through the order. Here is Daniel after the race.
Yeah, really happy. I think it was pretty much a faultless race from both sides. You know, strategy and myself and the pit stops, I think, were good. So did everything we needed to do. Had fun passing. Wasn't boring out there, so it's pretty much what I asked for. You know, one spot better would have been nice, but fourth is really cool from pit lane. I had a few good races this year. That was definitely one of them. Don't think I could have done any more. So yeah, really, really happy to end the season like that. Pretty much a perfect season from my side. You know, I don't really have any complaints or regrets with that. I hope I can have many more of these type of seasons, because like that, it's easy to stay motivated. I feel I left it all on the table, and it's nice to only start the season well, but finish it well. And I think all the way through, you know, we had a strong summer as well, so start, middle and end, I think was pretty good.
So it's been 6 seasons with the team and an astonishing 4 world championships. This was Sebastian's final race with us here in Abu Dhabi, and here is the man himself.
You know, once you are in the car, and well, in that case, the pit exit light goes off, you know, you are back in the rhythm and you do your race, and you don't really have time to think about too many things, but sure, crossing the line, and I'm sure when I come back will be a different coming back to, you know, all the previous years. But equally, this season hasn't been great, so obviously, as I said, jumping out of the car and not being happy with the race, for now I'm not the happiest guy. I think it has been an incredible, journey. Obviously, we didn't expect that when we started working together. You can never expect, you know, 4 titles, drivers and constructors in a row. And you get to know some people in a very good way, and you go through, you know, happy days, sad days, and I think I learned a lot, and that's why also I feel ready for the next step.
Well done, Seb. It's been great having you on the podcast all these years, and we wish you well in the future. Well, not too well, eh? Adrian Newey made his return to the track this weekend to see Sebastian's last race with the team. Katie went to speak to him to find out what he made of the race.
Okay, Adrian, it's good to see you back. It's the first time you've been to a race for a while. How was it?
Yeah, no, it's great to be back, actually. It's funny, kind of normally at the end of the season, and it's everybody, I think, is feeling a bit tired. It's a long season, but having had a few races off, and it's quite nice to be back and see how everybody's been getting on. It's sort of very quickly back into it. Been a difficult weekend, but an interesting one.
Yeah. And then looking to the race today, did it feel strange to you that it was Sebastian's last race with Red Bull?
Very much so. I mean, it's a... All things change, of course, and I think it's a shame not to be working with Sebastian again in the future, but we've had a great time. His contribution to the team has been enormous, obviously, and I think we've all grown together and developed together, and it's been a great experience.
And Daniel did very well today as well to sign off a great year. How do you see him developing as a driver?
I think Daniel this year has really been extraordinary. Obviously, we observed him over the last couple of years at Toro Rosso, and he had done a couple of tests for us as well. He was kind of semi-known, if you like, but the way he's developed and driven through the year, I think it's been well above what we expected he might be able to achieve in his first year in the team. So very mature is the way he conducts himself, his cheerful manner certainly belies a steely determination, and I think that's been becoming increasingly obvious through the year. And again, if you take today, I think it's a very good example where both Daniel and the team, that we had this setback overnight, came out, got our heads down, and came back to fourth from the pit lane, which I think is a real credit, as I say, both to Daniel and to the attitude of the team.
And then just finally, we have Daniil Kvyat joining us next year. What do you know of him already, and what do you see as his strengths?
I mean, I think his first year at Toro Rosso this year has been very impressive. He's shown tremendous speed, very quick learner, clearly. We haven't had the benefit of testing him in our own car, and if you like, seeing him under the spotlight of our own team in the same way that we had with Daniel, but his performances have been very convincing, so looking forward to working with him.
Great, well, thank you very much, and nice to catch up with you.
Thanks, Katie.
It's been a very big year for the team with its ups and downs along the way. Lindsay went and caught up with Dr. Marco to see what he made of it all.
Okay, so Dr. Marco, this year we've had Daniel Ricciardo's first Grand Prix win, followed by a couple more, and Sebastian obviously announcing he's leaving the team. How has 2014 been for you?
It has been one of the toughest seasons for us, and it came very, very unexpected, all the problems we had from the engine side. On the other side, it was an unbelievable effort by the team to recover, and we never thought with this sort of drivers, with this power deficit, to win three Grand Prix, have two fastest lap, finishing second in the championship and third in the drivers' championship. And that's mainly through the unbelievable performance Ricciardo delivered, and I think he really met his fans by his unbelievable overtaking maneuvers. And today again, I think he overtook 16 cars or something like that. And it's always a pleasure to see how he does it. Everything looks so easy, but we know how difficult it is. So under these circumstances, we can say we did a good job, but of course it's not what is our goal, our aim. And we will try to make our engine together with Renault more competitive next year. And we are looking forward for another young driver. And if Daniel Kvyat can deliver similar things like Ricciardo did, then I think we have a bright future.
Okay, and looking at Sebastian obviously leaving the team, we've had some great moments. What were you missed most about Sebastian?
Most, I mean, it was a relationship which built up during, I don't know, 13 years or so. And I don't think a story like that will be repeated. You know, we started with a junior team. At that time, we didn't have a Formula One team. All of a sudden, we had two Formula One teams, and then winning four world champions with a driver who came out from our junior team. It's so amazing and unbelievable. Never dreamed about such a thing. But we have to go and see what brings the future. But I think that will be a record in history, and especially in the history of Red Bull and Red Bull Racing.
Will you have any advice for him, or have you given him any advice going to Ferrari?
No. I can understand and I respect his decision, because his mythos and the flair and image, Ferrari is something special. But our ambition is now, yes, he left us, now we have to beat him in the Ferrari.
We'll look forward to that next year. Thank you very much, and we'll speak to you in 2015.
Final word on the podcast goes to our team principal, Christian Horner. Katie spoke to him after the race.
Okay, Christian, that was a great recovery from both the drivers today. Can you just talk us through the race?
Yeah, I mean, after yesterday's problems and having to start from the pit lane, I think the recovery that Daniel made was, you know, outstanding today. It sort of summed his season up. He finished it as he started it, massively competitively, some great overtaking moves, and, you know, only just really missed out on the podium. So, fantastic drive through the fourth place. For Sebastian, his race got held up a bit by Kevin Magnussen, and you know, P8 was the maximum he could achieve today, which obviously wasn't the sign-off that we wanted to give him, but today doesn't reflect everything that he's done and achieved with the team. And obviously it was quite emotional for everybody to see him put on his Red Bull overalls for the last time and drive out the garage.
Did it feel strange with it being his last race?
It only sort of dawned really on me, I guess, when he came in and they played all the German music, and you can see he got a bit choked up by it. And it's, you know, Seb's not that emotional in the preparation for a race, and you could see it definitely got to him. And you know, he's been through so much with the team, and you know, we've grown together and achieved so much over the last 6 years. So it was a poignant moment to see him drive out for the garage for the last time, and I'm sure we'll have a bit of time on the plane home to reflect on everything that we've achieved together, you know, over the last 6 years.
And then we've got Kvyat joining us for next year.
Yeah, wow, didn't he have a weekend? I mean, he's a real big star of the future, and you know, he's brave, he's fast. Unfortunately, his you know, car gave up on him today, but he was, you could see, racing wheel to wheel with Alonso, out of position really for where, you know, the car should have been. So he's an exciting prospect, and I think in him, in Daniel, we've got two brilliant drivers for next year. The hardest thing for us is having a Daniel and a Daniel, and then we're going to have to come up with a nickname for him.
DK, we were thinking.
DK or Danny. Dan and Danny.
Okay, and then for you now, what are your next steps?
Well, for me now, I go back to the UK tonight. I'm then off to Austria tomorrow evening to go on to Service TV. Then on Tuesday, I've got a Formula One strategy and commission meeting, so it doesn't stop. And then we'll be saying our goodbyes to Sebastian in the factory on December the 2nd. And no doubt have a couple of things for him up our sleeve then.
Great. Okay, well, thanks very much. A great year, and we'll see you next year.
Thank you very much, Katie.
Well, that's almost it for the podcast for the 2014 season. 45 poles, 39 wins and 4 championships. Thank you very much for everything, Seb. We'll miss you here. We'll leave you with a very special Danke Seb mix from our resident DJ E-Rock, which he put together for Seb. We'll be back next year, where once again it's all to play for. Until then, take care.
Enough. I wanna lock in your love. I think we're Baby, I'm faded. All I wanna do is take you downtown, baby. nothing's ever what we expect, but they keep asking where we're going next. Oh, we're chasing as the sunset. Got my mind on you. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter, no. If there's a moment when it's perfect, we'll cover names as the sun goes down. Hey, as the sun goes down. Hey, as the sun goes down. As the sun goes down. Doesn't matter where we are, doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter, no. But they keep asking where we go next. Oh, we're chasing as the sunset. Got my mind on you. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter, no. If there's a moment when it's perfect, we'll cover names as the sun goes down. As the sun goes down. Hey. As the sun goes down.